Hello, parents. Welcome to the Masterful Parenting Show and Podcast. I'm Ann Alvarez, parent coach, school counselor, and mom of two. Do you struggle with your parenting role? Do you feel like your children are distancing from you and the connection is broken? Are there times when your children don't listen, don't comply, and don't make you feel valued or heard? Perhaps you want to be a better parent, but you simply do not know how, and you don't have peace in your parenting. Well, parents, I am here to help parents. I understand this journey. I'm a school counselor. I have been a school counselor for over 15 years, and I have worked with teenagers. And I understand the way they think and what they need and what words will work to get them to comply and touch their hearts. And I also am a mom of two, a 24-year-old and a 14-year-old. So I've been through the difficult teenage years, and I have a teenager currently that I am working through as well. So I understand the challenges. It is not easy to raise children, especially during the teenage years when there's lots of rebellion and there's a lot of fighting back and maybe even some criticism. So parents, I am here for you. I understand the journey. I've been on the journey myself, and I will give you the tools so you can connect better with your kids, communicate with them peacefully, and feel good about your parenting. This is my mission and my goal, parents. So this show is for you. This podcast is for you to give you value, to help you get the tools you need to have a strong connection with your children and also to feel peaceful in your parenting. Thank you so much. Hello, parents. Thank you so much. Because of me being relational with them throughout their childhoods, they are both so confident. Like they have confidence I never had. You
Yeah,
know,
my son
my
too.
so confident.
Yeah, my son has a voice.
Yes.
He has a voice and he doesn't hold back. And I'm so proud of him because it is the complete opposite of me.
Yes. Yeah.
And I love that. And so
Yes.
as you're saying this, a relational parent, I can see how I had that with my son, even though, where I say that there was abuse is that in that he was in a home where there was parents screaming at each other. We didn't go after him.
Yes.
So I mistakenly thought, oh, I'm not abusing my son. I don't have him in an abusive situation where I did. But I definitely, like we've always had a close relationship that he knows he could always come to me for anything,
Yes.
so I did that right.
That is impressive. Like honestly,
I know, right?
that really, really is key. Because we're giving our children what they need, right? They need relationship. They crave relationship, even when they're teenagers. Like I tell parents this all the time in, as a school counselor, I say, our teenagers still want relationship with us.
They do. It's just different. It's just
It
different,
is.
right? It's a different
Exactly.
relationship.
Exactly. But they also want they want freedom. They want to be heard. They don't want to be stifled in their growth. Like they don't want to be overprotected.
Right.
They still want to be given opportunity to grow up, right? And it's when we try to stifle them that that's what breaks relationship, right? Because now I have to hide that I'm going out with my friends.
Right. And it's just like the failure thing. I never remember names. I'm not really good at this. Sarah Blakely, she created Spanx, right? She's a creator of Spanx, right? And I remember her saying that, and I love this, and I told my son this. I said, I wish I did this with you. Is that every night when they sat down for dinner, her dad wanted to hear what failures they had that day.
Oh,
Because he didn't look at failure as bad. He looked at it,
yes.
you tried, you failed, but you tried.
Yes.
And I was raised very different. You don't fail, and there's shame in failure. And so I remember when I realized that, and I told my son about it, and he has a little guy, he's less than 2 years old. And he's like, oh, I said, I wish I did that with you, honey. I mean, it's not that he had a lot of success. So it wasn't that I punished him for failure, but we didn't talk about that. Like, it's okay to fail. It means you're trying.
Yes, exactly. You're one step closer to succeeding.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, but you're right.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. What are the top three things a parent should do or not do with their children? It's a good one, huh?
Yeah, it's really, really good. I think the first thing is we have to recognize when we're being unhealthy with them. And in order to do that, you need to know what's healthy and what's not healthy. And
Correct.
It's your job to find, like, when you've grown up in an unhealthy environment, like you and I have, we had to learn what's healthy.
I know.
That wasn't our experience. Our experience wasn't healthy relationships. It was unhealthy relationships, right? And so we have to learn, because we didn't learn it, what is healthy and what is unhealthy. And those three components that I talked about, like to be seen, to be heard, and to be supported, those are the three components to a healthy relationship. And you have to give them all three for the relationship to be healthy, okay? So the first starts off with, you got to be healthy. Because when you're not healthy, you're not going to be healthy with your kids.
Mm-mm. No.
Right?
If your foundation isn't healthy, your house isn't going to be healthy.
Exactly. So you got to work on yourself. You got to work on your self-esteem. You got to work on your insecurities. You got to work on feeling good about yourself. When you feel good, you're going to be healthier, right?
And
It's when you're sad, you're not healthy.
Yeah. And the whole, and reacting, right? And being careful on your reactions.
Yeah. I think the other thing too, a lot of the mistakes that parents make is thinking that they have to direct and tell their kids all the time everything that they need to do. Like, this is controlling. I grew up in this kind of environment, very controlling environment. But we don't have to. In fact, the power is in asking, not telling. If you can just change that part, instead of like, because a lot of parents complain that, oh, my kid won't do the dishes, or a lot of chores, right? Like, how come they don't help out with chores? But I said, because you're telling them, you're saying, do the dishes, you know, rake the leaves. You're telling them what it would be like if you asked them, honey, do you think you could help me with the dishes? Because, like, I'm really busy with whatever you need to do, right? That's a different conversation, because, you know, we don't like to be told what to do. Like,
that's true.
We want to be involved, and we want to feel important. We want to feel like it matters, and that we have a choice. But when we're being controlled, we don't have a choice, and then we do it with resentment, right? And not with this healthy kind of compliance. And so that's a big thing that parents do, and they grew up with parents that told them what to do. And so they do that with their kids. They're always telling. I told him he shouldn't do this. I told him he shouldn't do that. And really, you're having no impact on your child except resentment, because they don't want to be told all the time. It breaks relationship, actually, with your child. So I say, don't tell, ask, don't tell. Ask, don't tell. That is really, really, really important. And then I just feel like, all kids need to feel your unconditional love.
Separating the who from the do. Have you ever heard me say that?
It's so good.
So you separate what they do. You love them no matter what, unconditionally. You may not love what they do, but you have to separate that.
Yes. And so we want, all of us want to be loved unconditionally. Because we're going to have bad days. We're going to have days where we're not ourselves. We're grumpy. We are doing things that we don't normally do because we're not feeling particularly good, right? And we still want our partner to love us. We still want our families to love us. And that's unconditional love. Unconditional love is, even when you're having your worst moments, I'm going to love you. Even when you're tantruming and embarrassing me in the grocery store, I'm still going to love you. Right?
Yep, exactly. I still love you, honey. I'm not loving what you're doing right now.
Yes, but all of us need that. All of us
Yeah.
need that because that creates safety.
Right.
That allows us to be really who we are and not like be our authentic selves.
Right. We're going to have those days and it's okay. It doesn't
Yes.
make us a bad person. It's, you got to give yourself some grace. We are not going to be on top of the world every single day. There's going to be days that we're down. There's, and in that I have learned because I used to take that grumpiness out on my family, especially my husband then. I don't do that anymore.
Yes,
I
yes.
know. I go do something to get that energy out of me so I don't take it out
Yeah.
on anyone. I'm going for a
Yes.
walk.
Yes. And we can do that with our kids. We can say, I can see you're not having a good day. Maybe do you want to go out for a walk, or do you want to go exercise, or what can we do that's going to lift your spirits, make you feel good, right? Instead of shaming them for doing so, getting angry or being upset, like instead of shaming them, you can validate them. So yeah, you're struggling right now, and let's do something that's going to lift you up. What would you like to do?
Right.
Right.
Here's the bottom line. This is what you're saying, and I love this, and it's so true, is that we need to teach our children how to become adults, right? We know that. And what you're doing is you are actually teaching them how to manage their emotions. Like you said, when they're feeling down or they're not feeling right, validating them, not punishing them, and helping them to find ways to work through that. Because
Yes.
again, what happened with us, I'm sitting here thinking about this, it's so crazy, is that this is how we were treated. We became adults, and then we were expected to just be able to know how to do things in life. And what we did is we did what we were taught.
Yes.
And we carried that over. And we what we're what our job as parents is to take these little babies and raise them up to be adults and teach them all along the way how to manage everything in their life. That's our job as parents. I
Exactly.
failed. I did fail. I admit I failed. I recognize that. There's a lot of things I was successful in, but there's areas that I failed in. But that is the bottom line. We are teaching these little babies to become adults,
Yes.
healthy
Yes. Yes.
adults.
Yes. Yeah. And I just want to help you out here, Lisa. I wouldn't say fail. I would say,
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
I would say, like, because we're all in the process of learning. Because society has always said, you got to control your kids. Why is your kid having a
Right.
temper
The
tantrum?
pressure is also on us.
So much pressure. And then our parents didn't learn this. They didn't know this. And so we're all works in progress. Like, I'm
For
not
sure.
100% good all the time. There's times when I make a mistake and I overreact, and then I have to apologize, right?
Go
And
clean up that mess.
I say, oh, honey, I'm sorry. Like, mom's stressed right now, right? But that's the thing, is that we're always striving and learning and working, and we're okay to be humble with our children. We're okay to say, well, yeah, mom screwed up. Like, she shouldn't have yelled at you. Sorry, honey, right? And that is so powerful in a kid's mind, because then they're also given the message, I can screw up, and it's okay. Like,
Right, right.
I can still be loved, and I can apologize. I can make reconciliation with the person I hurt, and it'll still be okay. Our relationship will still survive, right? Like, that's so powerful. And then the last thing I was going to say is, when we come from childhood pain, we tend to personalize our children's behavior, so we make out us. So our,
Oh, yes.
you know what I mean? Like,
Yes.
and I'm guilty. I'm guilty of this, right? Like, my son was he was misbehaving. I was a teacher at the time, and I was teaching at the school where my son went to school. And then he was in the office one day, and I was like, why is he in the office? What did he do? Why is he getting in trouble? Like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed, right? This is my school.
My child shouldn't be doing that. I'm a teacher.
Child doing that? I was so personalizing everything, right? And then I realized he's his own separate being, that is not has nothing to do with you. And if he made a mistake, if he misbehaved, then he's the one that's accountable for that. And it's not a reflection on my parenting or me. It's just something he's going through. Maybe he was having a tough day. I don't know. Maybe I need to find out why, what happened,
Right.
right?
It's
And
an opportunity to engage with him and work with him on what's going on.
exactly. And so I tell parents, we know that we are coming from childhood pain when we're personalizing our children's behavior. If they swear at you, and this happens with teenagers, okay? They just get mad when they swear, okay? Like sometimes it
I
hits them.
hate you.
No, I've had my child say that too, right? I hate you. And I know it's a moment of crisis. They're in crisis right now. And it's
Right.
not about you. So don't make it about you. You're making it about you because it's your childhood pain, right? And
Right.
so once we recognize that, once we say, okay, hold on a second, it's not about me. When we make it about us, it doesn't actually help our children.
No, it becomes a fight.
Exactly. It becomes a fight. And you're personalizing, you're actually causing conflict in the relationship you have with your children, right? So a better way would be to like just breathe, tell yourself it's not about me. What would be helpful for my child right now? And then have the conversation. You know, honey, like you swore at me, and you're not, that's not like you. You don't normally swear at me, right? Are you frustrated with something? Did I do something that really upset you or offended you? Like, what happened? How come that you did that? And let your child speak. Like, you're always nagging me, mom. And you know, like let give them a safe space to really tell you what's going on. And don't personalize. If they say that you're nagging, okay, you gotta say, okay, yeah, I'm nagging.
Yeah,
And
own it. It's okay.
I need to stop that. I'm like, oh yeah,
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was nagging. You know, I nag you because I'm scared. It's not about you. It's because of my own parent fear.
And you know, it's interesting when your child is saying this stuff, you know, it's not right or wrong. It's their perception. It's
Nice.
their perception. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, mom. You're wrong. It just means what they're really saying is my perception is you're nagging me all the time. I feel like you're nagging me all the time.
Yes.
And
Yes.
so you can't, what we can't do as parents is dismiss that. We can't do that with other people. We can't dismiss how they're feeling and how they're perceiving it. It's their reality.
Yes. Exactly. And if they are feeling your tension or feeling that you're fearful and it's bothering them, then they need to tell you that. And then you need to look at yourself and say, okay, maybe the way I'm approaching things is not helpful for my child. And then also ask your child, okay, so yeah, okay, I recognize that I'm nagging a lot. I'm sorry about that. But so honey, what can I do instead? Because I'm worried that sometimes it's about homework, right? I'm worried that you have an assignment due next week and you haven't even started. So I know like it's your responsibility, but as a parent, I want to see you be successful. So what can I do to help you instead of nagging?
Right. And you're helping your child how to solve a problem. You're showing him or her how to solve a problem. They don't know. Remember, they're born blank.
Yes, they
They're
are.
born blank. You know, and they're little narcissists because the world revolves around them when they're little, and that's all they know. And we have to enlighten them.
Absolutely. And when you ask the question, then they get buy you get buy-in from them. They're going to stop and they're going to say, okay, so mom's wants to know how she can be helpful. And they're going to think about it. They're going to think, okay, so mom, maybe you could like set a timer that I do 30 minutes a day to get the project done or whatever. And you can be like, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. I can do that. So, but see, because it came from them, there's going to be buy-in. And
Right.
that's the problem with teenagers is if you're telling them, they're resistant. But if it's coming from them, it was their idea, then they're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, because the teenage years is where they really, really start spreading their wings. And this is where they really are transitioning from being a child and moving into adulthood. And
Yes.
so there's going to be pushback. And that's
Yes.
normal. And we need to work with that and show them how to properly push back
Exactly. Exactly.
in a
Yes.
healthy way that's going to be beneficial, that you can have a conversation with them and negotiate with them and come to a conclusion and come to something that works for everybody. Because how, again, if you don't teach them that, if we aren't teaching our kids this stuff and they turn 18 years old, what happens when they go off into the world? They're going off into the world without knowing how to resolve a conflict, how to express their voice, how to express their feelings, their emotions, how to find a safe place for them to do. Like all of this, we need to teach them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we're going to have like generations of people that are emotionally intelligent and confident. Honestly, it's going to change the world if we change our parenting.
Absolutely. And yeah, and how we raise these kids. And you know, I'm telling you, like my son and my daughter-in-law too, with my little grandson, I mean, they it's so sweet watching my son because he's so excited as my grandson gets older because he can't wait to have a relationship with him.
Yes.
He wants to engage with them, and he's just, you know, it's like it's a little frustrating for him right now because he can't do that quite yet. You know, it's getting there, but it's so exciting to see that. And I think that that was some of what I taught him. And that's the relationship that we had. Because I'm not kidding. The minute they put him on me when he was born, I made commitments to him. One of them was I would never lie to him and I would always be there for him. And I've
Wow.
always done that. And I even reminded him recently, like, look, I'm here for you, honey. You can say anything to me. I will always be honest with you. And, you know, he's in his 30s and we still have that relationship. So I did some things pretty
Amazing.
good, I think.
You did. You gave yourself a pat, Lisa. Good for you. Absolutely. You have
Just
to
have to
take.
own my mistakes as I recognize them.
And then you also reconciled with him. You
Yeah.
apologize, right? That's huge. Like for us that experience childhood pain, you know, when we get an apology from our parents, that is huge. That is
Yeah.
big, right?
I never got that. So yeah, it is. The only one I really confronted was my dad. And my dad's response to the abuse was he went and hid, like physically. He literally got up and he would go hide when my brother would act up at times. And so I remember trying to have a conversation. This is when we were adults. I mean, I was in my 30s. My son was born. And I remember like I was confronting him. I was being kind about it. I was asking. I was like, how come you didn't protect me? Like I was being abused. And you know what? He couldn't even look at me. I was sitting on the couch on one end, he was on the other. I was facing him, he was facing away, and he couldn't even look at me. And I saw his bottom, you know, chin, his chin and his bottom lip quiver, and he couldn't even acknowledge it. I never even got an acknowledgement. And I know, you know, there's a part of me I understand that he had his own trauma, his own pain, and he was constantly triggered and he lived his life in complete fear. You know, I have, and I'm working through that forgiveness with him.
Yes. You
Because that
forgive for
forgiveness is
you.
for me. It's for me.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolute,
Yeah.
100%,
No,
100%.
has nothing to do with him. It doesn't diminish what he did. It's just to relieve me from having the anger, the bitterness, the resentment that it could go to. I don't want to live with that.
Yeah, I think you got to feel good that you confronted because you got it out.
I
You
did.
had a voice when you had no voice as a
True.
child, and now you can release it. Like, here's the thing: we're not voicing to change the other person. We're
Ooh.
voicing so that we heal, so that we can let it out. And give ourselves what we didn't get as kids. Like, I have a voice now, and I want you to know this was my experience. This is how I felt. And then we release any, because we're not here to change other people. We're only here to change ourselves.
Correct.
So we release whatever their response is because it's not about us. And when we feel good that little child that experienced the pain, you gave that child a voice.
I
You
did.
gave that child some power, right?
I did. It was really painful not having him. I'll be honest. I mean, it was really painful for him not to acknowledge, even, I mean, he didn't even acknowledge, let alone validate or apologize, or, you know, it was really painful at the time. I get it. Yeah. And you're right. You're right. You know, I understand where it came from. I don't stick with that because then I'm kind of dismissing, you know, his behavior. But it's just, it's that thing of, I'm now really seeing my dad for who he really was.
Yes.
And all the ugly. And he was the closest, he was who I was closest with.
Yeah.
So it's deconstructing what my beliefs were.
Yes. Yes. You know, I because I work closely with teenagers, and there's bullying, there's a lot of bullying that
happens.
And I tell them that people who hurt other people are people who are hurting.
Absolutely, 100%.
And if you recognize that, if you understand that, then you know it's not about you at all.
Right. You know, it takes away that personal, you know, feeling that, oh, they're attacking me. No, hurting people hurt people. I say that all the time. And it's absolutely true. Because, excuse me, when I look back on my days when I was hurting all the time, I was living in pain. I did hurt people. I didn't want to. I really didn't want to, but I did.
Yeah.
And now I don't. And when I do and I recognize it, I own it.
Yes. Because you're healing. You've healed.
I've come a long way. I'm on my healing journey. I've come a long way. I'm still, you know, I'll never be off the healing journey until I go to heaven. But, you know,
me too.
You know, here on earth, we're just, it just is what it is, you know. But it's great. I mean, I'm at a place now where I'm not afraid of growing and healing, you know, and it gets really uncomfortable and I don't always like it, but I know it's important and I know it's only for a season. I'm going to work through it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's
worth it. It's worth it.
It is. It's absolutely worth it. And I've said this before, when the first time in your healing journey that you feel that taste of freedom or that taste of healing, it becomes almost addictive. Like you feel so good and you didn't realize it could feel that good. And that is what made me seek after more and more and more and more.
Absolutely.
Is replacing that pain.
Yes. And filling your life with healthy people is so important too. You can't heal when you continue to surround yourself with unhealthy people.
Absolutely. And I did that. I, you know, that was what I did. I was unhealthy. I was surrounded by unhealthy. I went through a transition of not having those people in my life. And it was a time where I was alone and had to, but it was good because it was me doing some deep healing. And now I've got amazing people in my life and an amazing support system.
Awesome. So good.
Yes, that is for everybody too. That is not because I'm somebody special. That is for everybody out there. And that is why I do this podcast, is to get this information out there to help people heal and have a better life and shorten their suffering.
Yes. Yes. Recognize when the relationship's not healthy. Have a boundary with it. Say, maybe this isn't a good relationship in my life because it doesn't add or help me heal. It just keeps re-traumatizing me. And I have a choice. I'm an adult and I have a choice. I don't have to have unhealthy relationships in my life anymore.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
So that's empowering.
It really is. So what would you like to leave our listeners with?
Okay. So,
a lot. And tell us how we could reach out, how our audience could reach you.
Okay. So I have a website now, annalvarez.com. And on my website, there's the links to my show. I also have a podcast, Masterful Parenting, and a link to my program, Masterful Parenting Program. It's a boot camp. I think it's 9 weeks, 9 lessons, a video. And also I give you support when you go through the program, where you will learn where's your childhood pain, what is it, how do you heal from it, and how to communicate and connect with your kids in healthy relational ways. The whole thing is relational parenting because our parents were not relational with us. And so we have to learn that. And so that's my mission, is like really to help parents to not repeat the cycle of pain that they lived with, and to raise children that are healthy, raise them in a healthy way so that they know what healthy relationships are. So that's all on my website. And I'm also on LinkedIn. I have a YouTube channel. I'm on Instagram and I have a Facebook group as well. So all the links are on my website.
And I'll have all the links as well for you.
And yeah, so everybody can reach out. I am happy to help parents. That's my mission.
I'm literally going to send your website to my kids. I am, seriously, I think it will be wonderful. I know my son and daughter-in-law, I think that they would really get into it for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be great.
So I'm going to send it to them. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here. This is great information. And I love that you're the second guest I've had on here that helps parents. And I want to have more of that. I just think it's wonderful. Aww.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's been an honor to be on your podcast. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I hope that you will return next Saturday for more valuable insight and help on how to parent better so you can feel confident, peaceful, and connected to your children. See you next time.